welcome everybody to the big call tonight. It's Thursday, October 31st. Yes, it's All Hallows' Eve. And welcome everybody to the big call. So, before we get started with Sue's teaching tonight, let's welcome everybody into the call, and let's go ahead and pray the call in, and then we'll be thanking everybody that's tuned in all over the globe tonight. Lord God, we just thank you so much that you have us in the palm of your hand, and nobody can take us out of it. Thank you for everything you've done to prepare us for this time, and to bring us, and for bringing us good news, and for allowing things to come together for us. We thank you for everything that you've given us so far and what's coming in the future and what will be our future as we see ourselves in our new future. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Sue, this is a good time. This is the time of the teaching every Tuesday and Thursday night. So let's see what it is you found for us and you can bring to us tonight.
Well, I love the title because it's so appropriate, and I want everybody to think about their impact on themselves, on their families, on the world. And I want to make a few dedications. And that's one to friend Terry, who brought things that maybe Bruce will introduce. Thank you, Terry, for that. To Andrea for her incredible love. To Sherry, and that's for writing something that I'll be reading a little later on, and for being a remarkable inspiration of overcoming. And of course to my co-pilots, and to all the hearts that look to be reunified, have hope. And here is our teaching for tonight.
Okay.
You are the history maker. I introduced a story of a single mom named Sherry who raised her son, EJ, in Compton, California, which is known for being a rough environment with drugs and gun violence.
Mm-hmm.
Despite her husband being in the federal penitentiary, and despite being surrounded by countless negative influences, Sherry was believing and praying for EJ to be able to go to college. Even though the odds were against him, they believed that God would open the right doors. They'd had a lot of no's in the past, but they knew their yes was coming. They knew that God was going to do something unusual, something out of the ordinary. When EJ received the good news that he'd been accepted into Harvard University,
go ahead.
He made history in Compton. You may have heard the phrase, straight out of Compton, which speaks of the negative, the gangs, and the violence. How about a new phrase? Straight out of Compton and straight to Harvard. Jesus came from the city of Nazareth, which was a poor, run-down city in those days. It was a somewhat secluded, isolated city that had a bad reputation for its morality. His critics said, "Can any good thing come out of Nazareth?" It was not an important, influential place, yet the Son of God came out of Nazareth. Can any good thing come out of Compton? Yes. EJ. Yes. Sherry. Yes. A whole lot of others. Can any good thing come out of your neighborhood?
Yeah.
Yes, it can. You're the history maker. You're the exception. You have the seeds of greatness. As with EJ and Cherie, There are yeses in your future that are going to thrust you to the next level. God is going to open doors that no man can shut. God is going to open doors in your heart that may have been closed or numbed. He's going to bring divine connections, people who will use their influence to call you into your purpose. God is going to show you a way to become the most loving person you could even imagine if you just allow it. You may have had a lot of no's in the past, but you need to get ready. I believe and declare you are coming into a new season of yes. Even if you've done well in the past, this is going to be a brand new level and a brand new season. God is saying yes to the new season, yes to the right person, yes to the healing, and yes to the breakthrough. Your yes is now on its way. And that's our teaching for tonight.
That's a good one, Sue. Yeah, that's good. Compton doesn't have the best rep in the world. But can a good person or good influence come out of Compton or any number of cities across this town, across this country? Yes. And that's a great one. I love that about EJ and being accepted into Harvard. You know, that's excellent. That's really terrific. And I think, you know, I knew you'd go there. If you didn't, I was going to go there about Nazareth. Because that's what they said. Can any good thing come out of Nazareth? You know, how could the Son of God, how could the Messiah come out of Nazareth? They certainly didn't expect that. You know, and when the idea of an earthly king who the Messiah will become one day, not yet, but one day, came out of Nazareth, you know, that's an incredible, incredible thing. And it will happen, but it's not going to happen until, you know, the church returns to the earth at the time of the new millennium, or the so-called second coming of Christ. So that's in our future, still. You know, it's amazing to think that we, you know, we don't choose where we can grow up from, where we came out of, and it's, some of us had a better start than others, in terms of our, you know, our upbringing or where we started, how we, you know, who our parents were and what we grew up with and so on. But we all have an opportunity to do better and to make it, whatever that looks like. And I think the same thing's true of all of us that are waiting for this incredible day to show up for us when we get the numbers that we're looking for, can set our appointments, can go in for exchanges, and follow up, you know, a week or so later with med beds. You know, all of that is happening and is going to happen soon. But until that time, we occupy. Just like we're waiting on, you know, Jesus to come back for the great catching away of the church. It's talked about, you know, those of us who believe that's going to happen before the tribulation period, which I am one that believes that with great biblical evidence for it, I do believe that will happen. And just like we're waiting for that incredible day to happen, whether we're alive or dead on this earth doesn't matter. But I think we'll be alive for it. And, you know, whether it happens in several years or it happens in several hundred years, which is still very doable, we're to keep looking up, for our redemption draweth nigh. More or less the same thing we're looking for with the RV. Our redemption of Zim draweth nigh. So we're to keep looking forward. And I believe we're going to be receiving that. I'll talk about it tonight in my segment. And Sue, that was a really good teaching. I don't know how much further I can go with it except to say that, you know, God the Son came out of Nazareth. EJ came out of Compton. And Cherie out of Compton. It's just an amazing thing. No matter where we start, it doesn't really determine our finish. So I'm going to toss it to you, Bob, and see how you would interpret this teaching tonight and how you might have gained something from it.
Thanks, Bruce, and thanks, Sue. And, you know, Bruce, we have Sue who comes out of Connecticut.
Yes.
provides these amazing teachings. And, you know, there's a long history of the teachings that Sue has brought to us.
That's right.
And I have them all archived. You know, because when Sue gives the title of something, I write it down.
Mm-hmm.
And then I write down things that she said about continuously becoming a more loving person and like that. And I add commentary that you provide also, Bruce. And
thank
so
you.
I have, Sue is a history maker, and I'm like a scribe for the history.
Yeah.
And I get to think about, you know, what she's saying and what your comments are, and I'm the fortunate one that gets to speak last because of that.
Mm.
And, you know, I started thinking about, you know, a history maker, and it's like, isn't each of us making the history each day with every thought, that which is the history of our own kingdom that God has given to us, right? Not as a prince waiting for succession, but as an actualized king or queen, right, that has a whole kingdom within to rule. And in that very kingdom, we have our own subjects, which are our own thoughts, that we get to direct and control. And we have, you know, princes in our kingdom of ourselves, which can be our values, and the princesses in our kingdom are the loving thoughts Sue talked about. And, you know, as we go, we can do many things with this kingdom and the history, and we can look back on the history of the kingdom within and see things that were created or distorted or deleted or maybe not handled so well, and we can go back and in time, because in a sense our very essence is a beautiful fantasy, we can direct with God's help. We can look back and on our timeline and imagine replacing the times when things were said or thought that didn't match with the values of the princes of our kingdom, and we can change them. And then, as Sue was saying, we can say yes to today, right? To right now in this very moment, while we look forward, you know, to the future. And can heal the past, say yes to the moment, and then we can design the future of what's going to happen in our kingdom. We can create the paradise of our own choosing that's driven by love, for the love of God, and maintained by our faith. And then we can build on it, continuously build upon it by our consistency and welcoming others to share with us and welcome, you know, new thoughts of love. And We can give gratitude for the capacity we have for our commitment to God and give thanks to God for the creation of this amazing earth and for the heavens and for the creation of our very selves.
That's good, Bob. I like that. It's very pretty.
So beautiful.
You know, each one of us, Bob, really, and you touched on this, each one of us is a history maker. And each one of us that are called for this purpose of being part of Big Call Universe and seeing the projects come to fruition that we have, we're all history makers in one way or another. And Sue, you're a history maker in terms of everything that you've brought to the Big Call, not only the teachings, but the classes that you've brought, the courses that you've brought. Everything that you bring is part of what Bob has archived and what we have as our history, our story, her story. So thank you, Sue. And how would you describe your feelings from this teaching that you brought us tonight?
Well, thank you both, and it's very honoring. And what we're really talking about is the reclamation of our empowerment. That's really what the whole story is. I'm going to look forward to my segment. But we are history makers, because instead of, you know, giving our power to things outside of us, and I love what you said, Bob. It was so beautiful and so unifying. It's, you know, we are the sovereigns over. And if you take it out of just thinking like you're a body and the typical mainstream way of objectifying yourself, you are the awareness that is running 100 trillion cells and how they do. And you're the awareness that we're coming into a time where energy, frequency, and vibration, you know what Tesla said, if you want to know the secrets of the universe, that knowing what energy in motion, what emotion is running through you, might be the key to unlocking your creativity, your joy, your agency, ability to be curious and express, like Bob just did, and integrated whole understanding of reality. A reality where you start to understand that things are interconnected. They're not separated. Men and women are different, but they can be unified in a beautiful connection of healthy, fulfilled, and inspired creation to make a new world. And that's what I really hope. Being the history makers, I pray that we move beyond some of the stereotypes, and that every being, right down to blades of grass, but especially for people that are in this to become humanitarians, that they become empowered physically, mentally, emotionally, that men have joy. Good God. That they have the right to have joy. They have the right to step into their hearts. That women have the right to be empowered and creative and dream. that both men and women have that. And so to me, when you were talking about Bruce, you know, having a better life, creating like Jesus did in Nazareth, he created a whole new world because of what he was embodying, what he was vibrating to. And that's the new world we have to live in. It's the Christ world, as Bob said, within. It's going to be within us first, and then we're going to manifest it because of our deep belief, just like Christ did. So that's how I saw the teaching, Bruce.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for that. And, you know, this is so good to just know that we can achieve and be who we are from any place, wherever we started out. We don't have to end there. And we can go beyond everything everybody has pictured us in. You know, sometimes people put us in certain locations and set boundaries for us, which we don't have to adhere to. We can set our own boundaries and be our own people, as you guys know. Well, Sue, this was a really good teaching again. Thank you. I think we should move into our prayer request and praise report. We combined them now. Praise report and prayer request night, Tuesday and Thursday nights. So do we have anything that has come in that we can talk about tonight on All Hallows Eve?
We do. I'll read the first. Oops, no, that's not the one I wanted to read. Okay, we're going to do prayer request. I have a prayer request for Ms. Thelma Hudson, and I'm not going to give her address. Thelma is 94 years old, is in the hospital with internal bleeding. She's turning down all requests for exploratory surgery for her bleeding. She's received blood transfusions, but they don't know where the bleeding is coming from. Thank you, Gloria Owens. She's not signed up for the med beds. I hope this will suffice for her. Thank you so much. So Gloria is giving contact information, and if you're listening, Gloria, unfortunately due to our volume, we're not going to be able to reach out, but we're going to do a prayer, and then we're going to give you some suggestion. I'll go first, and maybe if there's anything extra, Bruce will go forward with that. Mm-hmm. So let's just everybody put their hands on their hearts, and your thoughts. As you know, I'm sure everyone knows, there's no distance in thought. It's almost as if you're in the room with Gloria and Thelma and their family. And I just want you to imagine calling on the glory and the power of Christ. And imagine that streaming through you so that you could surround Gloria and Thelma in this beautiful, glorified healing light. And imagine that that light had the codes, had the information. It was coming direct from Christ, and it was infusing Thelma. It was infusing the doctors. It was infusing the room. It was surrounding them in the highest outcome and information that would guide her spirit, would guide herself, would guide her to open up to med beds, to any... Thank you. Med beds. I know that's... Med beds. I'm trying to be graceful. And to the... opening to whatever would be the most healing for her and her soul's spirit. Excuse me. There we go. So we're going to see her surrounded in this field 24/7. Let it be surrounding her. Let all the people on the big call know that you've given a great act of service to participate in seeing and calling down the light of Christ to heal her and fill her and lead her, as long as it's in agreement with her spirit, to the med beds where she can be completely healed. In Jesus' name, we see her sparkling and at rest and open to the new discovery that she can be healed. Amen.
Amen.
And so I'm just going to say, Gloria, if you're involved with the currencies, you just go in at the time of your redemption and you list Gloria and say that she has an immediate need. And then they will either contact you or contact her or whatever is necessary. You can just ask, how will Gloria be contacted? And
is
that's
Gloria
how she's going to get. Thelma, excuse me. That's Thelma.
Thelma is the one that's 94 in the, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. How Thelma will be healed. And that's how it'll be all taken care of for you. So you just have to put her on your, you have six people that you can recommend. And just if you have a real focus for Thelma, all you do is just say, you know, how would I be contacted? This woman is in the hospital. And that's my, those are my 2 cents. Anything you want to add, Bruce?
No, I think that's good. I think, you know, this is a good time to maybe talk about this, because we know med beds come after the exchanges. And we know that ZIM holders and those with dire need get first dibs on being referred into the med beds. We know that. And so, you know, those of us who are ZIM holders, those of us who are in dire need, will get the first shot at it. But each of us will have about six people we could refer into the med beds, and it is going to be by referral. There's no contact number. There's no way to secure a place other than when you go in to redeem your ZIM and exchange your currencies. You let them know the situation, if it's you, and if it's not you, in the case of maybe Selma, who's in the hospital, you let her know, hey, I've got someone, maybe she's a mother or a grandmother, whoever she is. To Gloria, just say, hey, I've got ZIM, and I've got someone in dire need that's part of my family, and I'd like to get her in the med bed as soon as humanly possible. Something to that effect. That's what I would say to that. So, all right, Sue, anything else?
I just read an misinterpreted text. And obviously, I've got that under control, right? Yep. Okay. Yes, we do. We have Pastor Scott, like the teaching. Thank you, Pastor Scott. This is from Jeannie. Happy last day of the month. Tomorrow, yep. November 1st, happy start of a new month.
Mm-hmm.
Search me, God, and know my heart. Put me to the test and know my anxious thoughts, and see if there is any hurtful way in me, and lead me in the everlasting way. Lord, as tomorrow is a new month, make everything about me new. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for the goodness and faithfulness you have given us. No matter what has gone on this week, the expected and unexpected, we know nothing is a surprise for you. You are and remain with us. We pray you keep our mind refreshed and focused on you as we go throughout this week. That's a beautiful teaching, Jeannie. Books for Treats Day, Thursday, 10:31. On Halloween, there's candy for the mind, and it's called Books, Yes. All Saints Day, Friday, November 1st. All Saints Day is celebrated by the Roman Catholic Church, the Methodist Church, and more. National Cinnamon Day, one of my favorites, Friday, November 1st. Get ready to celebrate one of the planet's most versatile and healthiest spices. Be the Impact Day, Saturday, 11/2. Each day is an opportunity to make an impact. You're responsible for making it a positive one. Oh, yes, co-pilot, oh, yes. Daylight Savings ends Sunday, 11/3/24. Enjoy the morning rays as an early riser to mark the return to standard time. Daylight Savings Day, occurring this year on November 3rd, is officially the end of the daylight savings period, which began on March 10th. This means that not only do you get an extra hour of sleep, but it will also become darker earlier in the afternoon. Brace yourself. Winter is coming. Open yourself to the beauty of the dark light and what it does to your imagination. Use your common sense day, Monday, 11/4/24. This day encourages us to think and act effectively. We continue to pray for the people, their families, and pets impacted by Hurricane Helene and Hurricane Milton. All the leaders and millions of listeners for all their prayer requests. Bruce's friend Tom for his health improvement and God's healing. Pastor Scott's health and positive recuperation from his surgeries. Bruce's eyesight. RV 800 number for the 4B group. Med beds. Debt forgiveness jubilee, R&R, social security increases for a positive outcome, and no fraud in our election process. For the release of the suppressed patents, technologies that will revolutionize our world, free energy devices, anti-gravity tech, and medical advancements are about to be unveiled. NASARA is forcing the release of these game-changing innovations that the elite have kept hidden for too long. Blessings and peace to all on this call. Everyone have a blessed and safe weekend. We pray through Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Jeannie. And I have one
thank you,
other that I have one other that one other that I want to say, and it was spoken to me, and that's why I didn't remember it. Let's everybody please put their hands on their hearts. And this is for Sherry. And Sherry's been through many, many physical and emotional challenges, and she shared with me, like many people, and Jeannie, you might pick this up, that are going through a lot and they don't have people to share it with. And she has something going on with her facial nerves, and she had neck surgery, I mean, a lot. So I want you to pray for Sherry. For a beautiful heart and a beautiful soul, and for everyone to be healed and in their wholeness and knowing that they have the power. This is what I wanted to say. Right now, there is something that you can do. You do not want to defer just for the med beds. The best thing you could do for your spirit is research one little thing that you could do to be proactive. One thing that you could do, whether it's music, whether it's meditation, whether it's whatever it is, look it up and enact your agency. And so we see Sherry, which you'll hear what she did, being inspired, being lifted up, going to a new place in her mind and her heart, because she's such a gifted woman with such a beautiful heart. and for everyone that's listening to these words. May it fall on your heart and bless you with the gifts you have to bring and the joy of bringing them in balance to the world. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Well, I want to comment on that. That sounds great, Sue. And I can't wait to hear what you have to say about Cherie. And also, the fact that Jeannie did such a nice job on this prayer tonight and on what she had to bring. Yes, thank you very much for that and for everything that you contribute to the big call, Jeannie. And so we look forward to that every Tuesday and Thursday night. So anything else in that regard, Sue?
No, that's it.
Okay. That sounds great. That sounds great. So thank you for that. And why don't we do this, Sue? Let's go to your segment and see what it is that's on your heart tonight and what you want to bring to us and how we can all benefit from it and what it means to us to participate in whatever it is you're bringing to us tonight.
And that's so beautifully expressed. Thank you so much, Bruce. Tonight, I want to share a little curiosity drive, and I'm going to ask you to write that down. What the heck is a curiosity drive?
Mm.
And I'm going to give you a very powerful integrative practice that I hope will surprise you with its impact, and this would be great for anybody that needs healing or empowerment. And I'm going to show you what I discovered about the state of humanitarian giving, how you can bring in the energy of resurrection, the resurrection light and body that Christ had, and turn it into your purpose, your empowerment, and to activate the impact you're about to have. And I would recommend you do this starting now, because it's an energy, it's an intention, and there's a lot of research these days about getting active with your intention. Like, what do you intend to do with your Zim? So let's start with this. Bruce and Bob, who is the largest humanitarian giver in the world in 2023 per country? They didn't have 2024 data. Guess? Just quick guess. Go.
There is no quick guess. Bob, you go ahead. If you know the
not
answer
bad.
To this.
Can I make a mistake?
Are you talking about a person?
No, I'm talking about... No. I'm saying country.
Who is the biggest country for humanitarian purposes? The United States.
Giving, yep. Good for you. Good job,
US.
Bruce.
Well, we
95
all knew that.
Billion.
We should have.
Okay, but listen. Okay, but this is interesting. It's $95 billion in 2023.
That's what was given.
That was what was given.
Charitable or humanitarian causes.
Yeah. And the largest tracker of charities of charitable aid is called the Charities Aid Foundation. And they saw $4.2 billion distributed in 2023 for world giving. So look at the state of our country. Look at the state of our world. And I'm just going to ask you, I think you may have some time to think about this. Why don't you go on your own curiosity drive and look at, you could type in novel humanitarian project needs. I've been very fortunate to be, you know, in the stream of what people are doing, and it's almost like I think they're living in the same room, the same church, the same this. There's a lot of repetition. And I think now, if you've been sitting on your humanitarian projects for a while, it might be a fun time to freshen them up and think about, you know, just be curious about what else is needed. Because I've seen that there's just so many areas that haven't even been touched.
Mm-hmm.
Haven't even been touched. One of them, I'm going to say, is going to be about healing our emotions. It's one of the biggest issues facing our world, since 95% of all doctor's visits are stress-related, and that stress relation is because people haven't learned, weren't taught how to handle their emotions. Emotional suppression from what is called ACE, adverse childhood experiences, is one of the most serious and trauma. Look up, you know, healing trauma. Look up healing emotions, because this is a generational thing. And I was talking to Sherry about this, and maybe I'll be able to talk about that in a moment. Anyway, look up and get curious about what you could do to maybe heal people emotionally, to novel project ideas. There's so much. And the reason why I'm saying this is so that you are more connected to what has meaning for you. Are you going to be able to go in, or they may be going to say, hey, this project is well taken care of. What do you think of these projects? Yes, that possibly could happen. But what if you could do something that has meaning for you? Wouldn't it be fun to just like see what captures your attention, like I did this morning? And say, wow, 95 billion from the whole United States, 4.2 billion, and look at what we're going to have to do, and how amazing it's going to be if we had inspired people getting creative, getting thinking about something that had meaning for them, and I was able to kind of stimulate that inspiration. So that's one thing. Now I want to take you to something that we did in our class recently. And this is to get you in a more inspired place. So if I ask everybody right now to raise their hand if they felt fatigue from this ride, if they felt, God, you know, look at the elections, look at what we're going through. Let me see, would I be seeing, you know, millions of people raising their hand? Probably. In your left hand, please take your left hand. That's your receiving hand. And I want you to shut your eyes, if you would. And I want you to imagine that you were looking at Christ when he was resurrected. And what are you seeing? What are you experiencing? What are you feeling in your body? And if he were to transfer that energy, which is available to you right now, it's miracle energy. It's the pure light of God. It's what you're made of. Put that in your left hand. And in your right hand, take your everyday self The you that had the day you had today, the you that has the facial pain, the you that has had all these different experiences, which really is just energy accumulation. It's not really who you are. And I want you to take that hand and place it so that it's touching the palm of your left hand. Now you're not separated. Now you should feel and embody the light, the power, and the glory. You should actually feel it, not think it. You should be having an experience of the merging of your light, your power, and your glory in your body. I would be very surprised if even one person wasn't feeling that, experiencing that. This is what you can do when you want to activate the experience of embodying your light in Christ. First, you need to get it into your feeling system, into your nervous system. You need to train your body, your mind, your spirit. That's what it feels like. And if you've never felt it, it's because you've never deepened into the pure experience. You've never slowed down so you could feel it. So that's a tip for getting you over the finish line so that you can have access to the energy that Christ was here to give us. But unless you get it into your nervous system, you don't have an everyday experience of it. So that's why I'm going to go to read Sherry's testimonial. And this is what Sherry said. I'm going to have to wrap this up because I can't. Oh, hold on a second. one second. So this is what Sherry said about, hold on, here we go. Okay. This is what she said. Dear Sue, I'm so glad I purchased classes from you. We live in a world that has taught us to do whatever we need to survive. The struggle is real, and there is always someone who has it so much worse off than us. So we've become grateful and settle into the struggle, being okay, and it's just how it is. Everyone is having a hard time, so this becomes our reality of who we are. But this causes us to bury deep inside who we really should be. I don't believe this is what God intended for us, and definitely I know it's not what God intended for me. After taking Sue's brilliant classes, I found a part of myself that was buried deep inside. The meditations allowed me to relax, to feel calm, to feel confident, and motivated to walk into the being of my future self. I've been listening to the big call for some time, and I felt I just shouldn't spend the money, but wanted to, so I finally took out a loan, and I'm so glad I did. I just can't get enough, because this is not only teaching me, but also healing me. I want all of Sue's classes now. Sue, I can't thank you enough. I feel your classes would benefit everybody, young and old, to teach us how to live with less burdens and have coping skills. It would change our world to live free and with heartfelt love and peace again. Much love and thank you, Sue, and to Bruce, Bob, and the Big Paul for all you do. So Sherry, and I'm going to wrap this up, Sherry wanted to buy, not only she bought the Golden Wisdom Bundle, but because she's had such an awakening through the healing, and she says because of all these pain situations she's in and all the things she's coping with, she said, I want to buy, and I came up with a special offer for her that I'm now going to extend to you. You can get a new, we're calling it the Super Golden Wisdom Bundle. And it's four classes different than
four
the
courses.
Wisdom Bundle. Four courses, thank you, four courses. And it's four courses, and all you have to do is, I don't want to take up too much time on the call, send us an email if you're interested in it. But these are the four courses. Like if you bought the Golden Wisdom Bundle, there's one called the Miracle Filter. There's another one called the Quantum Navigator, How to Navigate the Quantum World. There's another one about Humanitarian Startup Clarity. And there's another one called, I can't remember the fourth one in the bundle. Send us an email and we will send you the sheet on these four classes that will absolutely have you walking out of your day-to-day struggle and have you coping, thinking, strategically leading, but most importantly, deciding and hiring like a balanced humanitarian. My biggest awareness for everybody that I've had a chance to talk to is they're accustomed to doing too much. And they have sacrificed their health, they've sacrificed their mental health and their emotional health, and yet they're still thinking, oh, I've got to do humanitarian projects. The number one thing the Golden Wisdom Bundle and the Super Golden Wisdom Bundle is going to do for you is it's going to help you make the most essential decisions that will simplify your life, bring ease into your life, bring calm into your body. And when we bring ease and calm, joy and peace, we'll be able to create a new society. So this would be great for husbands and wives to be on the same page. You can listen for an hour and a half once a week in your own time. It's contemplative, so it's interesting and fun, but you're going to calm down and it's going to nourish you. It's going to be like having an IV of intelligence running, you know, those like IV bags that like boost your nutrition. If you can't, it's like boomer boost for your humanitarian aid as an IV. That's really what it is. So all you have to do to get the new Super Golden Wisdom Bundle, and just send us an email and we'll shoot out the description so you can read it, and then you're going to do Cash App or PayPal, is send it to integratedminds@hushmail.com and just put Super Golden Wisdom Bundle, and it's $600 for the four courses. $600 because they're lengthier, they're richer, they're very high impact. And the way I would be thinking about it is it's going to help you walk out and make the best decisions. So you're investing in God's thoughtfulness and clarity when you buy this. So send us an email if that's appealing to you. And remember that this woman, Sherry, and I want to thank you, Sherry, for inspiring so many people, because it's your knowing that's going to be the future of our world. This is about going inside yourself and designing your best future and knowing that you know in Christ how to lead. And it's developing that capacity in peace and strength that's going to change the world. We do not need harried, sick, stressed, overdoing, over-sacrificing. We don't need that anymore. We've got to get healthy. So that's my segment for tonight, Bruce. And I hope everybody can sign up. Everybody can sign up for the Super Golden Wisdom Bundle. It's an amazing, amazing package.
Okay.
And that's what I'm going to bring tonight.
Well, thank you, Sue. Appreciate that. I know that's going to contain quite a bit of great stuff, great information, and really it'll be a time of healing. And that's wonderful. So I'll mention that again in the wrap-up. And I'm going to shorten it to Super Bundle, Golden Wisdom Bundle. I'm going to shorten your newest one to Super Bundle 600. Super Bundle 600.
Yep.
Okay? That's what I'm going to try to make it easier for people to put that in the subject line, okay? All right, Sue, thanks again. That was a great segment. All right. Well, Bob, it's the last day of the month, and we're getting ready to start over tomorrow, which is first day of November, and I'll have some things to say about the 1st of November. But tell us if there are any more testimonials you'd like to bring tonight and really where the status is on any sales and anything that you project for the month of November.
Sure, Bruce. Yeah, so this is probably the last, evening for the sale we have going on, and I would say we'll probably shut it off at 5 o'clock tomorrow.
Okay.
And what it is this is a 20% off sale for people that have decided to put a new product onto their autoship, or if they're a person who's a brand-new customer that's getting their Barley or their Boomer Boost or their Total Health System for the first time, put it on autoship instead of the regular 10% off, you're going to get 20% off for the next 2 months. And so that's going to go on for probably another next, 36 hours, something like that. And the other thing is, Bruce, in regard to testimonials, I got this really unique and kind of funny testimonial. It was 4 words long and came in like 23 hours ago. The testimonial is about Myotrol, and it goes like this: okay, it was great. like I've been hearing about how great it is, and I got it. Hey, okay, it is great.
Yep.
And so we get all kinds of testimonials like that are real simple to go. They just simply go, good stuff. Like, we got one of those. And then sometimes people send in videos and pictures, and they write paragraphs and praise things to make sure they can still get it when they're in heaven. And it's like, and then people go, hey, okay, it is great. So we had other testimonials too, but I'm keeping tonight's segment short. So that was that one. And Bruce, on Tuesday, we talked about circulation, and we talked about the circulation mat.
Yes.
And we got a whole bunch of people that called, and we got some people that said, hey, we really want to learn more about that. And so I thought I'd just talk a little bit about that. And it's like this, over time in history, there's been inventions that really have helped people with their health and wellness. And if you think about, you know, the discovery of anesthesia and antibiotics and insulin and x-rays and MRIs and positron emission tomography and now, you know, med beds. Well, I can tell you, you know, part of what the med beds are going to do is they're going to use special pulses of energy that are electromagnetic. And we know that the electromagnetic spectrum is vast, going from radio waves all the way to gamma waves. And
Right. We
as humans are vibrating. Every cell is vibrating, and every organelle in every cell is vibrating in this spectrum. We have waves in our brain that are in that spectrum. And we have senses that can pick up aspects of the spectrum, such as a very narrow part of the spectrum of light, the visible light that we can see. And we can only see so far. We can only see, you know, certain things. We can't see radio waves. We can't see gamma rays. Right, but we can see the little spectrum of visual light, and it's very small. And then we can hear things also, which is even smaller. The amount of noise that there is, the amount of vibrations that are sound-type waves, we can hear even less of those. And so we're very limited in our third world perception, but even with just that limited perception, scientists have been able to imagine, channel, pray, receive information about what might be going on, you know, outside of the visual spectrum, and do experiments and create instruments and documents and all kinds of things that have revolutionized the world of health and wellness. And one of those discoveries was the discovery that our blood, which is one of the main life forces in our body, where we're circulating this very complex fluid of red blood cells, white blood cells, plasma, platelets, right? And with all different, you know, types of white blood cells, they're doing all these different things. And we know that the cessation of blood circulation causes the death of tissue or the death of the whole organism within about 5 minutes time. And we can live for 30, 40 days without eating any food. We can live for 5 or 6 days with no water, but with no oxygen that's being transported by our blood, we can live for about 5 minutes. And so clearly, it's our lifeblood, right? And as we get older, our circulation becomes less robust. So our circulation is a combination of our heart pumping, and it's pumping blood with force, and it pumps it to about 25% of the totality of our blood vessels. And the other 75%, the blood moves along in order to arrive in the brain and your hands and your feet and all your internal organs. It moves along because much smaller vessels that the heart really can't pump into are expanding and contracting. They're dilating and contracting. And so it's this kind of like opening and squeezing type of motion that makes it so that we can actually deliver blood to our cells and give life to those cells. And we also now know that there are multiple actions that work together to make those capillaries expand and contract. And we have this lining on the inside of our capillaries that will expand from nitric oxide. So, and we know how nitric oxide is created now. We know that you have nerves that are firing, that are creating contractions of muscle that are helping the blood to move. And we also know that a significant portion of it is from invisible pulses that are coming off of the sun and coming in abundance from the core of the earth. And those pulses are being received by our capillaries, by photoreceptors, and are causing the capillaries to dilate. And we as humans evolved in God's creation. When he created the earth, he created the earth with a core that has an iron core that is molten and circular, and it's spinning, it's rotating inside a cavern in the middle of the earth, and the earth itself is rotating, and that molten core with those motions create these pulses of electromagnetism that keeps us alive. And if those pulses were to stop, we would not be able to circulate blood anymore. And as we age, our bodies become less receptive to those pulses. But like the invention of insulin and x-rays, there are scientists that 30 years ago figured this out and created a power supply that mimics those pulses that are coming from the earth. They run it through wires. They attach the wire to a mat that has wires running through it, and you can lie down on that mat, turn on the power, and it will put those same pulses right up next to your skin and increase your circulation by about 30%. And it does it in a fashion that it holds the benefit for about 14 hours. And so it takes only 8 minutes to lie on this mat. Next thing you know, bam, your circulation is improved 30%. And it lasts until you get home and lie down on the mat again before you go to bed. And voila, your circulation is back up for the next 14 hours. So I've been lying on one of these mats, you know, twice a day for about the last 6 or 7 years. And many, many people who listen to the Big Call have contacted us to get their own mat. And what happens when you do it is you become a person whose circulation is no longer deteriorating. And without a mat like this, your circulation will deteriorate over time. By the time you're about 60 years old, it'll be off by 30%. And so that's when people start to notice a difference. There's a huge component to dementia of poor circulation to the brain. And there's a huge component of peripheral neuropathy, poor blood flow to your hands, your feet, and of course to your brain and to your internal organs. Poor circulation to your kidneys causes kidney disease. And so it's not just, oh, my circulation is getting poor, you know, la-di-da, now I'm 60. No, it's not la-di-da. It's like, dude, you're starting to deteriorate significantly, right? So, yep. And now, because of the invention, just like with insulin, you don't have to die from diabetes when you're 5 years old. Like when my sister got diabetes, she lived all the way to 31 years old because of insulin, right? And you don't have to die young from a circulatory disease, you know, when long before your time, when we have the availability of this special circulation mat. And so at Boomers Forever Young, we know that when you get good nutrition products, it fills your blood with great nutrition, amino acids and fatty acids and vitamins and minerals and CoQ10 and trimethylglycine and superoxide dismutase, but it all has to get circulated all throughout your body to provide those nutrients and the oxygen to every cell. And that's why we encourage people to get these mats, because it doesn't do a lot of good to have great nutrition if you're so old that your circulation is not in good shape. And we want to make it real easy for people to get their mat. And then it and we know it pairs up perfectly with great nutrition like our total health system and other things. And so if people want to know more about that, give us a call to the office, call our 800 number, and the people that answer the phone are very familiar with this. These have attachments too. The device also have attachments in addition to the mat that can be used for many other things. We used it with one of our employees who had had a fracture, and the person was able to heal their fracture in half the time that the doctors expected it to heal, even though the person was in their 70s. And it helps with soft tissue injuries, it helps with your sleep, et cetera, et cetera. And that's what I wanted to say for tonight, Bruce. If people want to know more about this, just give us a call. It's not on our website. We don't make these mats. We just help the company that makes them to get the word out.
And that's it.
Then, so you won't see it on our website, but you can be sent information, including videos, if you give us a call at the office or send us an email.
That's right.
You know, it land on our website, hit the contact us, send us an email saying you want more information about it.
Okay. That's it,
That's
Bob.
It.
Yeah. Excellent. And our time hack is?
10:16.
Perfect, Bob. Thank you so much. Yeah, guys, this is something we did talk about a little bit on Tuesday. Bob did a really nice explanation on the circulation mat. So, like he said, it's not on the website. Use the 800 number for Boomers, which is 800-861-4609. 800-861-4609. And that's good 9 to 5 Eastern Time, Monday through Friday. And checking out the rest of the products and to get on a subscription service with Boomers and pick up the sale on that, which is 20% off on any new products you add to your auto ship. Or if you're not on auto ship and you want to be, any products that you put on it will get 20% off for approximately 2 months. And so that, to get to the site, go to bigcalluniverse.com. When you see the banner at the top that says Boomers, it's a direct link to Bob's site. Click on it, you'll go right into his site, and then you'll be able to see the products that are on sale and understand what the auto ship or the a subscribe and save service is about, which the great thing is Bob's talking about this is if you want to make any changes in it or don't want to receive it for 1 month due to some factor of being in the hospital or being on vacation or whatever, you can, they give you 3 days ahead of the ship date to make any changes that you need to make in your auto ship. So that's really, nobody does that. That's really generous. And that's not a hassle, not a problem. You just need to call them and let them know what you want to do. Usually you call and maybe add a product. You know, you find a product like Myatrol and you go, hey, I'm getting Boomer Boost and Barley and premium probiotics and vitamin C and vitamin D3, but I want to add Myatrol. Okay, let's add it. Make sure you get it in your auto ship. Yeah, I wanted to make sure that I have enough Myatrol and that I'm taking it every day. Two a day, every day. And that's what I'm doing. So, do that. Get on there and be familiar with the product descriptions and so on and so forth. The circulation mat is an absolute winner. You won't have any trouble, you know, using that, and it's going to make a big help. And it does use let's just call it EMF from the earth and frequencies that are, you know, vibrating and stimulating and increasing circulation 30% in your body. So it's really good for peripheral neuropathy. It's good for dementia. It's good for everything. Allows in your brain, it allows that blood to flow where it needs to flow in your brain to put off and to no longer have some brain issues like dementia. So do that, and that sale will run until 5 o'clock tomorrow Eastern Time, 5 p.m. So do what you can to get anything that you want put on AutoShip. That's the current sale. All right. Now, thank you, Bob, for that segment. I love hearing about circulation mat and everything that it can do. And I think everybody enjoys that. And I wouldn't be surprised if you get quite a few phone calls about it tomorrow. Let's talk about Intel and where we stand right now. This is a great time, and I'm doing the best to bring you the latest and newest version of what it is we're looking for. And so it's always exciting when I get something new, and when I want to be able to bring that to you, it excites me, and hopefully it excites you as well. Let's just start with a few things. We've heard about Nisara and Jisara, and the latest thing we've heard about Nisara and Jisara is that both will start this weekend. Now, will they be announced this weekend, Friday, Saturday, or Sunday? It's quite possible we do get some form of announcement. They're supposed to start over the weekend. All right, that sounds good. We're supposed to have tomorrow, the introduction of the USN, and Sue was referring earlier to Terry, who was keeping up with the UN operational rates and the UN operational rate page, which has been down for a while, but it normally traditionally comes up on the first day of the month, which would be tomorrow, and brings the latest rates that are used from the IMF, for the UN, and it gives us currency rates for a number of major countries around the world. Now, it also happens on the 1st and the 15th of the month. So the 1st is tomorrow, the 15th would be 2 weeks from tomorrow, would be a Friday the 15th. But it is possible because of what we're looking for, which is a new international rate on the dinar, which is out, we've heard, but it is out and being traded in the Middle East already. But it may be that until we're ready to go, meaning until our notifications come out, it might not appear for 2 to 3 days later than tomorrow. Instead of Friday the 1st, it could be, you know, the 3rd, 4th, 5th, whatever. It might not make it on the screens tomorrow. And it used to be that you needed a subscription of some kind to even see that UN operational rate page. Didn't used to be that way before in the old days, you know, 8 and 10 years ago. But more recently, you would have to have a subscription to even get and bring up the UN operational rates. Now, thank you for tracking that for us, Terry, so we'll see where that goes. The other thing is, like that, the Forex used to be something that was pretty easy to pull up, and you could see the rates, and you could get an idea of what currencies are trading, at what values and what volume, and so on. But now you have to have a subscription to it, and unless you're in the business of trading currencies and so on, or one of the banks, you generally don't have access to the Forex. And even our banks usually don't have it, but they've got their own trading that's going on, and they have rates on the bank screens. And we have them on the redemption center screens that are separate, but they also have those rates as well. All right, so this is where we believe we are right now. We know that the banks are to receive three distinct emails from Treasury, from Wells Fargo, and another sending source. And we know they've received one. Now, these are bankers that are heads of the redemption center or heads of the banks. Both have received their first email, one yesterday, and the other redemption center, for example, received theirs at 10 a.m. this morning. They are supposed to receive one more of the three emails, email number two, this afternoon. And we did not get confirmation that that occurred. That would be, theoretically, that would be coming from Treasury. The third one, which should occur sometime tomorrow, should be received. That one should be from Wells Fargo. So these three emails that are coming in to the bank, now this is to the banks and, well, also to the redemption centers, are in play right now. They're in process. Number one has happened. Number two should have happened, but I don't have confirmation of it. And number three is supposed to happen tomorrow. Now, redemption center staffs were on call yesterday and did not go into the redemption center. Today, they were all to go in fully staffed. And my understanding was two of the staff members were in and one was on standby to come in. Now, we did not get rates today. It wouldn't surprise me if they came in. Maybe they had a call, conference call, and maybe they just went home. I believe that where we stand now with bondholders is bondholders still do not have access to the funds in their respective accounts. They, in a sense, have been paid in the sense that the funds from the transactions of the bonds should be in their accounts. Some of them can see how much they have in their account, but none of them have access to it and can spend those monies yet. They also are looking for emails to come out, and this is the plan that I've heard today. They are to receive those emails on Saturday or Sunday, and maybe Saturday and Sunday, which would be the weekend, that would tell them when they would have access to those funds. It may not give them immediate access, but it will tell them when they would be able to access those funds. Now, going to us in Tier 4 A and B, we are looking forward to receiving our emails, which would have the toll-free number in it, to call to set our appointments to go in for our exchanges, right? To the redemption centers. Not to the banks, but to the redemption centers. And so we're looking to receive those. The latest I've heard is Sunday or Monday, in which case we might be able to exchange, or Wednesday. So let's back this up. Tuesday is Election Day, the 5th of November. Wednesday is the 6th. It could be that we get our emails prior to the election, and then all of a sudden we go in for our redemption. I don't believe it would be on Election Day, personally. I think it would be on Wednesday, 6th. So that is sort of yet to be determined. I mean, more information is going to come to me in the early afternoon tomorrow. That doesn't help us for tonight. And we're going to get other information from a very high-up source on Saturday around lunchtime. That doesn't help us for tonight either. So I'm going to say, as it is now, we're still not 100% sure whether we'll have a presidential election on the 5th. Excuse me. It looks like we will, unless early voting, which we understand is around, as of today, 54 million early votes have been cast. Unless there's a result that allows for there not to be an election day on November 5th needed, but we certainly can't say that, and I would say at this point, that wouldn't even be able to be determined until after Election Day anyway. Even if our early vote is 54 million votes, they're not allowed to tell us, or they're not supposed to tell us, who has won or who's ahead in the vote or any of that. They're not supposed to do that. So I would say, if you haven't early voted, please vote November 5th, Tuesday, and maybe we'll get an earlier result with an election that is not stolen like it was in 2020. We can only hope. And I'll tell you what else about that. I may have told you guys on Tuesday that we found there were 9 countries that had made attempts to hack into our voting machines. Now, there are no more Dominion voting machines in the U.S. They got rid of those. And it's a good thing. But whoever tried to hack into it, they were not able to hack into the voting system. So we'll see. And they have found out who those countries are. They know who they are. And they know who the people are. And that's part of the global roundup, if you will, and arrests that are being made and should be done by, I believe it's Saturday, which is the 2nd of November, the global arrests. We're supposed to have the arrests in the United States complete by tomorrow. So we'll see if that's true or not, if that happens. And I don't have up-to-date numbers on that, and I really probably wouldn't be able to put those out anyway. So I would say early voting is supposed to end sometime tomorrow, probably at 5 or 6 o'clock in the evening tomorrow. So go ahead, if you can, early vote. And if not, plan on being at your polling place on Tuesday, the 5th of November. And we'll see what happens, and we'll track that. And we will plan on having a call on Tuesday. That could be really interesting, wouldn't it? Let's see if we have a call. We're planning to do it at this point. So we'll keep you informed, you know, when we're on the call about that. And the way the elections go anyway, we'll probably be getting information late into the night, Tuesday night. So maybe we'll not have a very long call. Maybe we'll have numbers. And I've been told if we have toll-free numbers that they do want me to put those out on a live call if we get them. And we get them in time to put it out on a Tuesday or Thursday call. I would do that. I'd be prepared to put that out. So maybe that's the case. I would hope so. I would hope we would get it before then. Now, I don't know what tomorrow's going to bring other than it's supposed to be the start of the USN, our currency, and that's the designation, United States note, USN, or new, U.S. new, meaning the new dollar. And that could very well be something that we're able to talk about, or maybe we see it, and maybe the U.N. operational rates reflect the USN. I personally don't think that the dinar will show up on the U.N. operational rates yet. I think they'll wait until we're ready to start before that shows up for us, at least for us to see. So, there's still some unanswered questions. Does this happen for us prior to the election on the 5th? Or do we get the numbers prior and then set appointments for exchanges to begin on Wednesday the 6th? You know, there are a lot of questions. We're getting more and more puzzle pieces every day. And some of the pieces are beginning to fit, and some of them are still on the side looking for other pieces to fit into. It's been a real challenge with the information that's come in yesterday, today, and what we expect to hear in the next few days. But I would say this is a great time for us to be part of this and to look forward to all of this. And I would also say this is a great time to get in touch with Sue and order two things, two options. The Golden Wisdom Bundle, which we're calling Golden Bundle 300, and the new Super Bundle, which has four courses, 16 classes, different ones than the Golden Wisdom Bundle, totally different courses that have been grouped for you, and those are going to run $600 for those four courses. And to get either one, of course, you need to be careful on what you put in the subject line. They both go to Integrated Minds, M-I-N-D-S, Integrated Minds, at hushmail.com. And the Golden Bundle 300 is $300. The Super Bundle 600 is $600. And that's what you would put in the subject line if you want the new, never-before-released Super Bundle 600. Use both PayPal and Cash App for the new Super Bundle. And you can certainly use PayPal for the Golden Bundle 300, which is still available. And both of those will come to you by email. In both cases, though, put your name and your phone number, preferably a cell phone number, and that you have either Cash App or PayPal. And that way, Sue would only contact you using your cell phone if she needed to text you about something. But if you have PayPal or you have Cash App or will get Cash App, let her know that in the body of your email. So send those off to her tonight so she's able to get those collated and get everything set to go out in the morning. Okay? It's really important. Golden Bundle 300, Super Bundle 600. Both to integratedminds at hushmail.com. Send those out, and Sue will do her very best to get those out to you in the morning. Now, beyond that, all I can say is we did not receive R&R yet. That's going to come, obviously, at least next month in November. Social Security increases, November. You know, does President Trump have to be in the White House for all of this to happen? The jury's still out. We've been told he does not have to be there. I'm beginning to think he does. So, I'm excited about the idea of a change in the political venue, and I know that you guys are too. And the fact is, the U.S. Treasury, under the new Restored Republic, has moved to Texas. There is a Texas White House in Texas. So, at least temporarily, I think that's, and it may be more long-term than temporary, that is the case. That's really everything I think I can share with you guys tonight. Fortunately, I have my phone. I have it handy, so I'm not going to misplace it tonight. So I'm going to suggest that you guys get in touch with Sue. If you're not on AutoShip, get on AutoShip with Boomers. I've told you how to get to the website to do that. And you have the sale prices of 20 off on any new products you add to your AutoShip or any brand new AutoShip. You'll get that 20% off for the first 2 months. And that sale will end at 5 o'clock tomorrow Eastern Time. So let's get on to that. And make sure that you get, I had to make sure my Myotrol is going to come in. There's plenty right now. Make sure you get your Myotrol. It's really, really important. It's a huge aid to Boomer Boost and Barley, Premium Probiotics, Ligmans. It really helps everything come together for us in the way of our nutrition. All right? So let's pray the call out. And we'll go from there, okay? And I want everybody to have a great weekend. Be kind of halfway looking for your emails. I don't know how soon they're going to hit, you guys. We've been told Sunday, Monday for us. So let's see if that's when they happen. I'd love to have them before the 5th. I'd love to have them to know that we're going to start maybe Wednesday. I don't know about Tuesday. Tuesday's in play. I just don't know if they'll do that on Election Day or not. I don't know. So let's see what happens. But in the meantime, let's pray the call out. I want to thank Sue and Bob, GCK, Jeannie, Pastor Scott. I want to thank Satellite Team, Sat Team. I want to really thank Big Call Universe for tuning in for 13 years. Some of you haven't missed a call. Thank you for listening to the Big Call and everything that you have added by being a listener. And just thank you guys for allowing us to get this information out. So let's see what, this is going to be a real interesting weekend and week coming up. So let's pray. Lord God, we just thank you that we're in the right place at the right time, fully expectant for things to come our way. This is an exciting time for a lot of things to pop in our lives. We look forward to being good stewards of this blessing that's coming and doing the right thing with the funds and helping raise the bar for humanity, level the playing field, and help people that need the help, not only in this country, but around the world. thank you for everything that you've blessed us with and everything that we're about to become as humanitarians. Thank you for everything you've done in our lives to make all this happen for us according to your timing. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.